This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig.
Platinum Jubilee celebrations marking Queen Elizabeth II's 70 years on the throne are continuing through the weekend here in the UK. And today the focus is on the very British tradition of street parties.
Hello, boys and girls!
They've been a staple of nationwide celebrations of royal milestones for decades. And just like this party in 1977 for the Queen's Silver Jubilee, thousands of people all over the UK will take to their streets to mark her platinum one. Similar to block parties or tailgates in the US, street parties are designed to bring communities together. But these are on a scale all their own.
We're really lucky because our local council have given us a grant, £1,500, which is very generous, to go towards equipment and entertainment and things like that.
That's Chrissy Klarfelt, who's planning, as it turns out, the party on the street where I live.
In terms of food, we're hoping people will bring food from their culture, and we're going to have a great feast on the central stretch of tables going down the street. And we'd also like to do this traditional afternoon tea, have some Victoria sponges and some scones, and everyone can bring a cup of tea from their homes.
Chrissy and her planning committee have been at work for months. One of her first orders of business was sourcing bunting. That's the festive, triangular flags strung up between trees and streetlights that have become an absolute staple of celebrations like these.
We've sold nearly 12,000 units.
Chloe Flaherty is the business manager at British Made Gifts, which has created a whole line of Jubilee-themed bunting.
They're 3 metres long. They've got 15 panels, and each panel is a different design. We've got images of the Queen, we've got the emblem, obviously the dates. We've seen people just ordering one unit, or we've seen some businesses, we've had orders for 50, 100 at a time.
She said online sales have boomed this Jubilee, and she's even seen her bunting tied up on fences or street signs on TV coverage of the Jubilee festivities. How and where to source such street party supplies has been a common question for first-time organisers. And that's where UK charity The Eden Project has provided a helping hand. It put together online guides, including invitation templates, recipes, and tips to getting started, which have been downloaded 72,000 times.
We also have been doing lots of packs for communities who we know are holding events, where we're sending out bunting and tea towels and bits and pieces that can make their event go with a bit of a bang.
Lindsay Brummett is program director for Eden Project, which has been coordinating what's been dubbed the Big Jubilee Lunch. Funded by the National Lottery, it's an event that's part of the official slate of celebrations for the Platinum Jubilee.
The longest one in the UK is probably going to be about 2.5 kilometres on the seafront in Morecambe. We've got a world record attempt for the largest big lunch in Preston. So there's loads of things going on.
But Brummett emphasized street parties don't have to be expensive, carefully coordinated blowout bashes. They can be small gatherings in backyards or picnics in the park. The whole point is to build community spirit.
The essence of the big lunch is inclusive. And the fact that it's right on your doorstep means it's for everybody. We have many years of data showing the positive impacts that bringing people together can do. And I guess food is a great leveler, isn't it? It's something we all can share and enjoy.
She added that some communities also use their lunches as an opportunity to fundraise, and on average, more than $10 million is put toward causes that matter to local communities each year. Indeed, back in Northwest London, Chrissy Klarfelt says Jubilee street party planning has indeed brought our street closer together.
It's been great to actually meet the people, spend time with them and really understand what they're about. And it's been lovely to see how enthusiastic people are about an event like this. It's just very encouraging and positive, really, especially after the last couple of years.
Like Jubilee's past, this one is an opportunity, everyone can agree, to stash away phones and tablets, gather around the table, maybe clink a glass of fizz or two, and as the Queen herself has encouraged, make many happy memories.